Lenovo has traveled the world to find stories of kindness to create the Kind City podcast. Unlike other podcasts, you decide what happens next. You build the audio experience. Start with multi-generational living in the USA. Travel to China to hear about climate change. Pop to the UK for dreams, tech hubs in Brazilian favelas, kindness currency in Japan. It's up to you. Listen at kindcity.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, November 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. When cameras were introduced on smartphones, they gave us a way to capture and share pictures of the world around us in an instant. But for many with darker complexions, those selfies, snapshots of friends, and family portraits have been fairly inaccurate. Camera technology isn't good at picking up darker skin tones. Google set out to address this, following some of its own high-profile failures in this area. Now, the company claims that artificial intelligence in its real-tone imaging processing system makes the camera on its new Pixel smartphone the world's most inclusive. On today's show, WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen joins us to discuss the motives behind this development, and we'll hear how people on the streets of San Francisco react to the technology. That's after these headlines. Microsoft is once again the most valuable company in the U.S., surpassing Apple for the first time in more than a year. Microsoft's market cap topped $2.4 trillion Friday morning after its stock price surged following the company's better-than-expected earnings report. The tech giant has benefited from the increased demand for cloud computing due to the shift to remote work. Meanwhile, Apple warned its manufacturing, including for its iPhone, is being hurt by supply chain issues. The Senate's version of an infrastructure bill includes $42 billion to install broadband in underserved areas. But the wording in the bill could mean the way the money is spent is concealed from the public. According to federal court precedent and the Commerce Department, the way the bill's broadband provision is phrased could put the program beyond the reach of the Freedom of Information Act and the Privacy Act, meaning the public won't have access to information about how the money was spent or the terms of the agreements with broadband providers. WSJ reporter Byron Tao has been looking into it.
On the face of it, this provision does make some sense, right? Because it allows the Commerce Department, which will ultimately dole out a lot of this money, it allows them to kind of cut through the normal process, which often involves taking public comment and posting notice for a certain amount of time. This can really speed things along. But in that provision is also contained a number of major transparency and open government initiatives, and this provision would appear to have the unintended consequence of waiving those as well.
The infrastructure bill has passed the Senate and is waiting on a vote in the House. And the outdoor apparel business Patagonia is doubling down on its decision to stop its paid advertising on Facebook. It's urging other businesses to join its boycott following revelations from Facebook's internal research that the social media giant knew its platforms can be harmful to some users. Facebook has said those documents have been mischaracterized. Patagonia stopped putting ads on Facebook 16 months ago, saying the social network spread hate speech and misinformation about climate change and politics. Patagonia's chief executive, Ryan Gellert, said the company would continue to withhold its advertising until Facebook makes sure its products can mitigate harm. All right, coming up, Google says the camera on its new Pixel is the world's most inclusive. How does it back that claim up? We'll discuss after the break.
Lenovo is imagining a future city built on kindness, and they want the entire world to become its citizens. All you have to do is finish the phrase, "The kind city of the future will." Your voice will be added to thousands of others, including Queer Eye host Tan France and Dr. Peter Scott Morgan, the human cyborg. Become a citizen at kindcity.com.
Google is calling the camera on its new Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro smartphones the world's most inclusive camera. That's because the camera has new artificial intelligence built in to make it better at detecting the nuances of skin tones, particularly darker complexions. Our producer Julie Chang went to downtown San Francisco to test out a Pixel 6 against her iPhone 11. She spoke with some people of color with darker skin tones. First, she took a picture of them with each phone and asked them to compare.
Oh, I like this one.
That's Chanel Sinclair. She's pointing to the Pixel 6.
It just seems a little warmer, and yeah, like my skin complexion seems to like be glowing a little more, where this one looks a little bit more flat.
So here's what the story is about. So Google Pixel just came out with like new AI technology on their camera.
Julie then told each person about the new Real Tone technology in the Pixel phone and asked again what they thought of its accuracy.
So do you feel like this photo like better represents your skin tone?
I do. I definitely do. Yeah.
I think it's color corrected.
That's Raghu Narayanan Pradeep. He's with Sanchari Saha. They wondered if the Pixel had some special coloring effect. And initially, they didn't agree on which was more accurate to their real skin tones.
The Google Pixel is maybe color corrected,
yeah. Yeah, I feel so, probably.
The iPhone is closer to real color.
No, maybe. No, I'm not sure.
But eventually...
Comparing these two on this time, I would prefer this.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Google Pixel.
Yeah.
Okay. Another vote for the Pixel. So that was the take in San Francisco. But why is Google doing this in the first place? Here to discuss the reasoning behind the software and the reaction it's getting is WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Zoe.
So racial bias in camera technology is a problem that photographers and people with darker skin have raised for a while. Can you just lay out this issue? How did we get to this point?
Sure. Exposure systems on cameras have historically been tuned to make a lighter skin look pleasing, and that's because a lot of camera technology was developed in the West. And so the way that darker skin is portrayed on film was historically an afterthought. And that also translated to digital systems when smartphones started having cameras and digital cameras became more popular too.
And you've spoken with experts on this, including a professor of the history of photography. So based on that, why haven't we been able to get this kind of technology right in the past?
The predominant reason is that the tech industry is largely white. And I think the reason why that has led to darker skin tones being an afterthought is because if you're an employee at one of these companies and you yourself aren't seeing the negative effects of how these cameras post-processing systems aren't working for you, then you're not going to try to fix them.
So now let's talk about this specific system that Google has developed, the Real Tone technology. Can you explain how it works?
Sure. Real Tone is an initiative by Google to improve the way darker skin tones show up in images and through their camera systems. The Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro are the first smartphones to come with Real Tone, which is sort of a suite of improvements on how darker skin is captured. So, for example, in a historically difficult lighting condition, which is a very backlit background, so a sun coming from behind or the lighting source from behind, faces typically look washed out and very, very dark. And so they have tweaked the algorithms in their camera sensors to make sure that darker skin comes out vibrant and that it doesn't look like it's cast in shadow.
And is it really better than competitors?
Well, this is an interesting question because each smartphone brand has a different take on how to render skin tone. And when we posed this question to 18 people in Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, we discovered that there is a difference between what people see as an accurate representation of their skin tone and their preference of how they look in that photo. So we pitted the Apple iPhone 13 mini and the Pixel 6 and Samsung's Galaxy S21 and took a photo of those people from the same spot and then showed them the photos first on the smartphone screen and then again via email so they could view it on a larger screen. And most people preferred the Samsung image, even though they agreed that the Google Pixel and the iPhone took photos that were closer representation to their skin. And that's because Samsung has a tendency to oversaturate photos. So it looks brighter and the iPhone and Google photos looked more muted in comparison.
Can you tell me more about that? How exactly did the photos look different in each phone?
Yeah, sure. So the Google images with Real Tone tended to be really balanced and darker skin tones definitely looked how they looked in real life. The Samsung images, on the other hand, have this skin smoothing filter, which makes your skin look flawless and amazing, which I think is why most people prefer them. And they're also brightened and oversaturated. So I think that in general, people are more drawn to the Samsung image. And the iPhone photo had a more neutral look. So it definitely looked more muted in comparison to the Samsung photo. And I think the Apple's thinking is that you can always add effects and apply things like portrait lighting or bump up the saturation, but the default out-of-the-box image is going to be more neutral.
So why is Google then so focused on getting skin tones right when maybe people prefer sort of a different look from their pictures anyway?
Well, I think that the sample size that we took at Fisherman's Wharf was a very small one, and obviously it wasn't a perfect test because the day that we took the photos was a partly cloudy day, so it was a pretty ideal lighting condition for taking photos. And their system is really designed to work in very challenging lighting conditions. So I think that this effort is a way for Google to rectify decades and decades of racial bias in camera portraiture. And it's a good effort, but it's probably not one that's going to sell more smartphones for them because there are a lot of factors that go into smartphone buying. And I think how you look in a smartphone camera is just one of them.
So are competitors then making efforts to also improve how their camera technology or imaging software is able to capture darker skin?
An Apple spokeswoman told us that the iPhone 13 does improve the way it captures darker skin tones. And a Samsung spokeswoman also said that they look at a variety of skin tones and hair colors and hair textures in order to tune their camera systems. It's clearly still something that these phone manufacturers are working on, and it's not something that's yet perfected because a lot of photographers we spoke to who are Black say that they often feel like their smartphone cameras don't work for their skin in the same way that their lighter skin counterparts do. So it's definitely a worthy cause, and companies haven't exactly tuned their systems perfectly yet.
Could this technology be used in places apart from camera technology?
Yeah, a big part of making sure that a camera's exposure system is correctly tuned to skin tone is face detection. And face detection is important for facial recognition and image recognition and other things. And a way this presented itself in Google Photos in 2015 was there was a Black software engineer who was mislabeled by Google Photos as a gorilla. And Google apologized and said it would fix its algorithm. But, you know, there are ways in which racial bias in this kind of technology shows up in many different places, not just in the way that your skin tone is rendered in the camera. So an improvement in this system may also mean an improvement in those other systems too.
And you said it might not impact Google's overall Pixel sales, but could it impact the industry overall?
Yeah, I think that if people with darker skin tones feel like there's a certain brand that makes them appear in photos and that they're actually seen and that their skin looks vibrant instead of unnaturally dark, then yes, in the long term, I think that that could result in more sales.
All right. That was our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. But before we go, a reminder, we want to hear your questions about the Journal's Facebook File series. What do you want to know about the investigation, the future of Facebook, or combating its effects in your own life? We'll have a member of the Facebook Files investigative team on the show to answer them. Leave us a voicemail at 314-635-0388. We might include your question or story in an upcoming episode. Again, that's 314-635-0388. I'm Zoe Thomas from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schwiler from The Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.